Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys.
What's up guys?
It's been 2 weeks. Right?
It has, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a bye week.
Yeah, we had a bye week. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. Brooke just got back yesterday from
Utah.
Being gone for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, Utah.
You were Utah, then LA for a day, and then back to Utah, right?
Yep.
Yeah. How was it?
It was great. I'm going to start being in Southern Utah once a month.
Uh-huh.
So anywhere from, I mean, depending on the month or my schedule, and either a week or 2 weeks to work with the Naked program.
Cool.
And so it was just a lot of training and a lot of filming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, filming and just trying to create, have content available for social, things like that. We got a lot done, and it was good to be home with the fam. My dad's birthday was on Super Bowl Sunday,
oh, yeah.
February 2nd. And so I got to stay.
Hopefully he wasn't a Niners fan.
No. I don't think he really cares.
Oh, okay.
My brother's a huge Bears fan.
Oh, okay.
And
the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
And he's like, you know, they sucked this year.
It's so, okay. If you're a true fan, you stick with it, right?
He was cheering for the Chiefs.
So he was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was happy.
I know, our Niners lost.
My sister was a
so sad
Packers fan for a really, really long time.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a Niners fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a great season.
Yeah, they did.
Not super proud of how they played.
I mean, it was a good game, though.
I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
But when it wasn't good, it was like, wow.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, I don't know enough about football to do a recap.
We were sitting here on the couch watching it, and it was like, okay. So, you know, like when you're watching the game, I remember I used to watch my grandma. So from Utah Jazz fan. And when they were really good.
Yeah.
We always watched it. And my grandma was a massive basketball fan, but she was also the queen of like yelling at the TV, right? Like you're better.
Oh yeah, yeah, like, yeah, 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 yeah. Like it's gonna help. Doing? Yeah, like you're in the stands.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? And it's like, well, it's obvious. We had that conversation last night of like this, and then again, but then speaking about like, well, you know, it's easy to say when you're sitting on the couch watching the game.
Right. I know. You're not actually playing it. It's like when I watch you in competitions, like, go faster.
And I'm down there like, I'm trying.
I'm trying.
This is all I got.
Yeah. It's real easy to sit on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Funny story. Karl Malone used to play for the Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to have front row Warriors tickets.
Uh-huh.
And when there was one, when the Utah Jazz, they played the Jazz, and Karl Malone went up for a dunk or something and someone pushed him and he fell into my dad's lap, and my dad, somebody took a picture and he looked like he was holding him like a baby. Knocked everybody out in the front row. And I think it was even, might've been Sports Illustrated. It was on the cover of something.
Oh my God.
They were like, oh my God, Dad, you're just getting crushed by this giant man.
So good.
It was good.
We were, my nephew, he's really incredible at pretending.
I like that opening statement. Me too. Really good at pretending.
Like my nephew's.
Was it the one you had on your story where he had the thing on his head?
Yes.
Yeah, that was so cute. Oh my God, he's so funny.
But he's really good at throwing a fit. 3, turning 4.
Oh, okay.
And
he's good at throwing a fit too. Oh, where he's like my spirit animal.
My dad was like, well, he'll be good at basketball.
Oh yeah. Seriously. Just throwing a tantrum.
You know, like.
And then you pretend that he won. He's just delusional. Mm. It's funny.
But yeah, Utah was really great. And I got to hang out with my team, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to come home. Although traveling sucks.
Yeah.
Packing. And when I go to Utah, I mean, I'll fly into St. George has an airport.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of big planes that come in there, you know. And when I was flying out, I was supposed to go out on Sunday. I got to the airport. I had Maggie. And Maggie she's certified for ESA.
Mm-hmm.
And I get there. And I was flying American. I'm not a huge fan of American Airlines.
I know. I'm surprised that you flew with
them
again.
Well, there's only certain airlines that fly in there.
Yeah.
And Delta is always super expensive.
Oh, okay.
And it's already pretty pricey to mm-hmm. go into St. George. And I mean, it's a long travel too. Like you have to connect. There's no direct flights.
Right.
You know, so it can turn into like a six hour or more.
Right.
Depending on how much money you're willing to pay. Anyways, I go to the airport, I get dropped off. I'm checking in and they want me to put Maggie in her kennel on the scale.
Okay.
Maggie's like 12 pounds. And so I put her in the kennel and I put her on the scale and the woman's like, oh no, that won't work.
What?
She's taller than her kennel. I'm like, she lays in her kennel and she can turn around in her kennel.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, that won't work. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm at the time of like, I have to check my bags or my bags won't make the flight.
Right.
And I'm like, fine. I'm like, here. And I give them all her paperwork that you have to have. And they're like, oh no, we can't take this either. This has to be faxed in 48 hours before your flight.
What?
So they can like check everything.
Right.
And check all like the doctors
like a background
and everything. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh no.
So then I'm standing there. I call Rhett and I'm like, you got to come back and get Maggie.
Yeah.
I can't take her.
Oh my God.
And so he's coming back. And as I'm like sitting there trying to get things figured out, finally I was just like, I'm like, what happens if I cancel my flight? Well, it's a $200 change fee. So if I cancel, I pay $200 and those miles will just go towards, I can use them, have like a year to use them. And I was like, fuck it, do that. I cancel. No, yeah. I'm not leaving. So canceled my flight.
Were your bags already checked?
No, they were on the conveyor belt. The woman had
like
to run.
Out
she
there
ran
and
down.
Grab them.
She ran down, grabbed my bags off, came back over. I'm like super frustrated. So I'm like telling her, I'm like, I'm really sorry. I know this is not you at all. He comes in to grab Maggie and I was like, nope, I'm done.
You're taking me.
I was like, I quit my flight. I'm going home. I quit my flight. I canceled my flight. I get in the car driving home. I call my mom. I'm like, well, I'm not coming till tomorrow now. I tell her what happened. So I booked a flight on Southwest to Vegas, and that's how I used to fly right. into St. George, which was it's a pain.
Yeah.
Because you get there, it's a quick flight, but you got to drive 2 hours. So that's what I did. I had points, so I didn't pay for my flight. Well, I did.
Right.
With all the other purchases I made.
Right. But it didn't come out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Cash.
So booked a flight to Vegas, and with Southwest, it was just easier with her too. Cause all I have to do is you let them know that you're bringing an animal. And then when you are checking in, you give them all your paperwork.
Oh, okay.
At the counter. So, cause as I was driving, I called Devin and I was like, hey, we got to book that flight. Also, can you please make sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be stuck doing that again.
Yeah. Well, and like, I get it in a way. But you can't, like, you can't give them your information, like your paperwork one time. You have to every flight.
Oh.
Fax it in or re-give it to them for her, like for an ESA. And they're cracking down on like any sort of medic service animals.
Right.
You hear stories. When you talk about, you hear stories like people taking like mini horses.
No.
Yes. And peacocks.
What?
Yeah. Like all kinds of weird shit. But who, you know, I would honestly, a mini horse would be so cool.
I wouldn't mind sitting next to a mini horse.
No.
Probably better than some of the people I've sat next to. I'll take a mini horse over
that. I want a mini horse. Let's just start.
Were there a lot of people with masks with the coronavirus right now?
There were, actually.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
I know. They got everybody in an uproar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked enough into it, but I feel like it's like, you know, I mean, it does kill people. I mean, it's killed people.
Well, the flu will
kill people.
But
I feel like, well, yeah, right. I know. So.
I mean, everyone is sick.
Do you get your flu shot?
I haven't.
I don't. I never do.
I mean, I don't know if, I mean, I might be due for another one. I got one.
I think you have to do it every year.
Oh, then no.
I might be due. No,
I'm definitely
due.
You're
definitely due. Yeah, I know.
Well, I got sick a month ago.
Right.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
A month and a half ago or whatever.
I know.
And
somebody wrote in about that.
I was out for like 5-6 days.
I know. You were a mess. Although Joey got the flu shot on a Tuesday and he was deathly ill on a Thursday. So I think sometimes they say it gets you sick too.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in about the flu.
It's hard to find it because we have so many emails.
We have so many emails. Honestly, it's been awesome. So many people writing in.
Well, while you're finding that, I'm just going to respond to one of the emails that I read.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was an email. It may have been just a message, direct message. But I can't remember your name. I'm sorry. There was a woman who was wanting to hear about my night sweats.
Oh.
Because she's dealing with that too. And to see if I've figured anything out. I have tried one thing and it did help. I had a appointment with my hormone doctor. And so I spoke with him about it. I don't know if I've already talked about this.
No, you talked about the sugar thing.
Yes. So yeah. That's what I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And
you continued to do that
pretty
much?
Yeah, he did say, again, I'm sorry if I already said this. His reasoning behind it was, you know, I've been taking progesterone.
Right.
And I've been out of it because I needed to have a doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah.
To speak to him.
Yeah.
And I still am out of it. I'm hoping it's coming in the mail. But that was part of it too, is like, you know, being consistent with that for so long and then not having it. I'm going to go through, you know, my estrogen is high and I don't have a lot of progesterone, and that's going to cause, you know, any sort of weird hormonal imbalances.
Yeah.
And
that's like me every day.
That's why he kind of said, he was like, the way that reacts to like carbs and things like that can cause
your body to
just sweat and
sweat it out.
I'm telling you, it was
it's brutal. Just wet.
Well, and, I think that my mattress is just hot.
Maybe.
And which is really annoying because I bought this nice ass mattress. I mean, I got it on sale because they discontinued it.
Oh yeah, I remember.
But it's like a Tempur-Pedic and it's a cooling mattress. And that was bullshit. Because even last night, like my house, I kept it cold.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm cold, but my body on the mattress is hot.
Oh, I that happens to me.
So now I'm like, well, what do I posted my mattress because it's like pretty brand new to try and sell it.
Yeah.
On Craigslist. And
so if anyone's looking,
no one wanted it. So I'm like, well, I have to get a new one.
That's not
either
good.
That or I'm gonna get a chili pad. That was one of someone messaged into about getting a chili pad that they her and her husband also get really hot.
Uh-huh.
And they got one for their bed and it like works wonders.
Ugh, that would be heaven.
A chili pad.
Heaven. Like sleeping on a cloud.
Yeah. Well, what do I do? They're pretty expensive. And they, uh-huh. the girl that emailed in had mentioned, you know, get and find an affiliate code because you can save like $300, $400. And so those of you who don't know what a chili pad is, it's almost like obviously a pad, like it goes on your mattress. And it's hooked up to like a machine.
Oh, and like blows air, right?
Yeah, and I think you can like pick your temperature or something like that.
Probably like a remember they used to have like those electric blankets, but like the opposite, like for cooling.
That's what and I imagine. What's more expensive? Me just getting a new mattress or buying it?
Did you look into how much it is?
I think it's like upwards of over $1,000.
Oh wow.
Or at least close to 1,000.
Wow.
You know, so it's like, well, I can probably get a mattress for the same price too.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then you won't know if it's going to cool you or not.
Yeah, well, like I do get hot,
mm-hmm.
but I know that like the night sweating thing wasn't just my mattress. Like it was something I needed to like figure out.
Right.
Cause it would happen at my mom's house and she has a different mattress.
Sure.
But I've also like stayed there just barely and I didn't deal with being hot or like sweating. So I do think that lowering like sugar or carbs at night and actually having like some sort of fat is helping.
So but you can just eat your peanut butter out of the jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it. Jennifer's spouse, I think spouse or spouse, she wrote in and she said, the headlines, me and my flu, thank you. Brooke and Gina, I'm a few episodes behind, but I just listened to the one where Brooke talks about her flu symptoms. Here I am at home feeling the exact same way after listening. I was convinced to go get tested for the flu and here I am flu positive. So thank you for the push. Laughing face. Laughing, crying. Second, because I'm home with the flu board and totally isolated, thank you for being my friends. It feels like I'm actually hanging out with you ladies while I sit here on my couch and listen to you have silly, fun, and meaningful conversations. Please keep inspiring. You're both amazing. Jen's spouse.
Thanks, Jen. Aw,
thanks, Jen. We are your friends.
We're definitely friends if you knew what I looked like most times when we're recording these.
Oh, which, by the way, we're not...
We're not
doing video today, just for
huge apology for probably, hopefully not too long. I'm looking for a new videographer. And those of you that are wondering like what happened with my other one, it's not a bad thing. We are hoping to still like do some work together. He needs John's having a baby.
Yeah.
So a lot of life changes and things we're all just trying to figure out. And I'm looking for a new videographer, but I'm thinking I might try and find someone local who I just hire for the podcast. And I've got someone in mind. So I'm meeting with him this week. So hopefully videos will be back up maybe next week.
Yeah. But you know me, I'm always happy to not video.
I know.
I'm like, oh man, I don't have to think about what I look like.
I thought about it. I was like, maybe I can just like put my phone up and we could Instagram live it.
No.
I mean, what if it saw us right now?
Could. Well,
I'm wearing the same thing I wore yesterday. I have brushed my hair.
Did you sleep in it?
No, I would have
done
really,
that before.
This, I'm wearing a big puffy jacket.
Oh yeah,
I really been sweating.
And jeans. We also got a wedding invitation.
We did.
Yeah. So this was from Charlie Whip. We love you guys. I don't know if I'll read that. It's really long. It's really sweet. Hey, Brooke and Gina, Charlie and Alexis here. We are longtime listeners and wanted to write in. Sucks we missed the journals and whatnot, but the real reason we are writing is to say how big of an impact you have had on our lives. We always tried to get healthy, but it was never fun. It was always a chore. That's where you come in. You showed us a healthy and fun lifestyle, and it was inspiring. Not only our physical health, but more importantly, our mental health. Not only have our lifts gotten stronger, but our relationship as a whole. And Charlie asked me during the CrossFit Open last year to spend forever with him in his favorite shirt, of course. It's the, the one from regionals, something my neck, I'm back. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that DJ's idea?
Yes. It's crazy how this past year and a half has been a crazy journey. I've lost a solid 10 pounds and Charlie dropped a crazy 32 pounds. Needless to say, the Naked program works, which helps him a lot being a firefighter. We are so excited to see you back on the competition floor and see the rest of your journey. So wrapping this all up, we wanted to invite you both to our special day, and they had a link for it. I know Gina has her son's wedding and you have your competition that weekend, so I know it's impossible, but we wanted to make sure you were both invited. Very sweet. Thanks, guys. We would have loved to have been there. We'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, we'll be there in spirit.
Thanks so much for everything y'all do, Charlie and Alexis. P.S. Don't stop the podcast ever. P.S.S. If you find anything weird you can send while cleaning, try your best. And then they gave us... She goes, I swear if it's a B-hole stamp, it's going straight to eBay.
Did we tell them that I made a B-hole stamp?
No, you said you were going to send them a B-hole stamp. Oh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, we're not really doing that. And then we got a lot of people that had said like, thank you, and sent us pictures of the journals. We're still not done sending them out. So if you didn't get one, we still have some over there. Just Brooke's been real busy and we've both been busy. So we will eventually get around to that. And you know, who knows? Maybe you'll get a sock.
You might get a sock.
You might get a sock. Yeah.
I mean, now that I know that so many of you just want a piece of us, you know, I will stop taking so much stuff to the Salvation Army.
I know. I have actually
like 3 bags in my spare bedroom that I was going to go drop off, but maybe instead I'll just
start sending stuff. It's just expensive because you're going to pay all the postage.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
How was your Super Bowl party?
Oh, it was good. It was really good.
I was going to Instagram you.
We're friends. You can actually text me.
I was going to text you and be like, you better tell Joe, is he actually playing the flute?
He didn't.
He didn't play it?
No, we kept saying. So my brother-in-law is the one that we did that meditation episode with. And he's, he's a great guy. But he has a flute, not like a metal flute, like a little wooden flute. Yeah. It's almost like a recorder or something. You know, like remember when you did that as kids? It was like hot cross buns.
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't tell you how many of those, recitals I went to with my kids, and it's like, and you're like, wow, this is what my kid's doing all day.
Did I remember? I had a music class, and we had one of those flutes we'd play.
Yeah. So, but and it's funny because I didn't know what the reason was behind it, but he plays it when he's nervous because he says that he has to slow down his breathing, you know, like you do in meditation, to actually play it. Isn't that funny? So he
Man, I
normally,
should get one of those.
I know, right? And so he usually plays the flute. He actually has taken it to games before and played it there. And even one time we were on vacation and he didn't have his flute, but he was just pretending to play it. And so the flute sat on the coffee table the whole game. And we kept looking at him like, Joe, play your flute. And he was like, I can't, I'm too stressed out. He couldn't even like calm himself down to play the flute. I was like, well, see, this is why they lost.
Dude, you know what was frustrating?
You're welcome, Kansas City.
Okay. I have AT&T for TV and my internet.
Uh-huh.
And actually, probably should try and call them today, even though I know I'm like setting myself up for the longest phone call right. ever.
Longest phone call, and then you're gonna have to wait forever.
Yeah. Well, I did that because our TV I would always cut out.
Oh, okay.
Like it would pause.
Well, I think you have crappy interception.
But like I have I have all the equipment right next to the TV.
Right.
And last night it was pausing on the game.
No.
Yeah. But even when it would pause, I think it's the box that I have because my internet was still working.
Okay.
So I need to call them and see if they'll come and bring a new one. Cause I did the call and they run like a signal to it.
Right.
And
they have to like turn it off and turn it back on.
Basically they're like, all right, now turn it off. And okay, is it all off? All right. Now we're just going to wait.
In the meantime, the game's going.
Yeah. And then, okay, turn it back on. Is it working? Okay, it's fixed.
You're like, no, it's not.
And I'm like on the phone. I'm like, okay, are you sure? I'm like, so if it continues to happen after this 2-hour phone call, do I call you back?
Yeah. Can I get your personal cell number? Can I get your email, direct email?
So yeah, it was super frustrating. We had the laptop out, so it would keep playing.
Right.
And then, but what the problem is like on the TV, it was a little slightly ahead of like online.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out, but then the game, there were some plays that were just like, oh man.
Mm.
And you know what? This was from, I guess like I'm watching the game. I mean, honestly, God, there's no reason for me to tell you this, but I share it anyways. It always seemed like whenever we had, the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It always, I mean, they have the same number of players in the field,
mm-hmm.
but it always felt like
they had
Kansas
more.
City had more players.
I know.
There were so many times where, you know, like if we were playing defense, they would be running the ball up the outside and there's no one there. Right. Like, there was so many holes. And I'm like, man, how do you fix that? And again, that was like the realization of like, well, I'm not playing and I'm not the coach.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
They did have some really good plays though. It was a good game.
Yeah.
And plus,
it was exciting.
They freaking they went to the Super Bowl. Like, yeah. Someone's got to win.
I know. And oh man, did you see that halftime show with Shakira and J-Lo? Uh-huh. Holy crap. I just kept saying like every time J-Lo and Shakira were next to each other and they would do like, I swear like she has like double jointed hips, Shakira does. She would just out hip J-Lo every time. I was like, oh damn, that girl can move. Made me want to, I don't know, take Latin dancing or something. Can you imagine? Wouldn't look the same. So my daughter Kylie had her birthday.
Yeah.
Her birthday was 26th, but we went the Friday before and we went to see the English Beat, which is like an 80s band. And they were playing in town. And so we all went, had a great time. All the kids got hammered. Hammered.
I love drinking.
They
with
all
your
got
kids.
Hit with the flu after. Dude, every single one went down except for Sammy, my son Jordan's girlfriend, Sammy. Every single one. And so we went. And I had the weirdest interaction outside. This is what I was going to tell you on the phone. But so I'm outside and I was the sober driver. And so we're all sitting out there and this girl comes up to me and she smacks my arm and she goes, hey. And I go, hey. And I know her. And I'm like, oh, hey, she was a teacher at Ruby's school. And her son like went to school with Ruby, like all the way from like kindergarten through senior year. Anyway, she goes, she looks at me, she says, you know, my ex fiance. And I go,
okay.
Oh, okay. And she tells me the name and I go, no, it doesn't ring a bell. I don't think I've ever met him. She goes, yeah, he's from Santa Rosa. She's like looking at me like right in my eyes. Right. And I go, okay. And she goes, well, you were sending pictures of yourself to him.
If any of you know Gina, that doesn't happen.
I do not send pictures of myself to anyone. I mean,
she doesn't
to
really,
my girlfriends.
She doesn't take pictures of
but
herself.
Especially dudes, yeah. Like selfies. And she goes, yeah, you and a blonde girl. And I'm thinking, Brooke? Like, what? And I go, oh, well, I mean, like, he's, and she goes, I go, did he say I sent them to him or does he have them on his phone? She goes, oh, no, you sent them. And in the meantime, her friends are sitting in the car, like, with the headlights on me. And they're all mad dogging me. And I'm thinking, I'm almost 50, you know, like, and I know she's like late 40s. So I'm thinking, and all these other women, and I'm going, this feels very much like high school drama, right? And so I'm kind of like, and our friend Megan's like kind of listening in, and she was telling the other people, she's like, wait, shh, I'm trying to hear what's happening. I need to know if I need to beat somebody up for Gina. And I'm like, well, I mean, so anyway, so he said I sent them, and she goes, yeah. And I go, well, you know that you can get pictures off anywhere. I said, you know, my girlfriend Brooke kind of has, you know, she's kind of has a big following, da da da. Like, maybe he follows her and he has a, like, took a picture off her Instagram or something. I don't know. And she goes, yeah, you sent them. And I just go, okay. And her friends are like, let's go. And she had hurt her knee. She had like a knee brace on, and she goes, and she was slurring the whole time. Like, she was pretty drunk. And I go, well, I hope your knee feels better. And she goes, it's fucked up. I can't even walk. And I didn't even know what to say as she's walking away. I go, well, it looks like you're walking. So anyway, we have a mutual friend, and I text her the next morning, and I was like, hey, you know, this really weird thing happened last night. Like, I'd just like to contact her. Like, do you even know what this guy looks like? So she sends me a picture off Facebook. I'm like, I've never seen this guy before, ever. Like, have no idea who he is. And so I text a friend of mine, and she, you know, texts me back. She goes, oh God. She goes, she told me that. I go, why didn't you say anything to me? She goes, because I just figured it wasn't true. So I was like, okay. So anyway, long story long. After I'm talking to this girl, she, you know, I said, hey, like, to clarify, I get her number. I say, hey, to clarify, you know, what happened last night, you know, that didn't happen. Da, da, da. And all she says, I said, she goes, well, you sent a picture. It's of you and a blonde girl in bed flipping off the camera. And I go, what? That is bizarre. And so I go, this girl, and I sent a picture of you. And she goes, kind of looks like her maybe, but I don't know. And I'm like, whatever. So anyway, she's just like hell bent that it's me. So I just have to like let it go. And so I'm talking.
If she doesn't know if it's me or not, it's definitely not you.
Well, and then she just quit communication. I kept asking her questions like, what? And, you know, someone else is like, Gina, you're giving it too much power. I'm like, but this chick thinks, I mean, like, this is a small town. Like, you know, I'm like a single person. I don't want to be like this person that's like after everybody's dudes or something. So anyway, we're laughing about the next day, and my other girlfriend, the mutual friend, calls me, and she goes, hey, how'd it go? And I was like, dude, so weird. Like after I started asking questions, she just completely ghosted me, you know. And I told her, and she goes, well, it gets better. She goes, well, yeah, she like came to my house and she was telling me this. And I was like, are you sure it was Gina? It doesn't sound like Gina. She's like, oh no, it was her. I know her. And then she goes, yeah, well, he said that he, supposedly she told him that he said that he used to deal me drugs.
What?
I was in the car with my son-in-law looking for Tyler or something. And she was on speaker when she said that. And we both just started dying laughing. And Casey goes, mom has a heart attack or a heart problem. She can't even do drugs. So now I'm like a druggie and a slut. I was like, what the fuck? It's like the worst.
I've never seen that side of you.
I know. It was bad though. I was like, oh, I hate, you know, and I know. It's like everybody goes, oh, you know, can't care what people think. And it's like, yeah, but I mean, it's like you want to get to the bottom of it, but you just shouldn't. It's like opening a can of worms. I'm like, what am I going to do? Open communication with this guy and be like, hey, are you talking about me? I don't know. So.
No.
No. So yeah, that was one of my weekends.
We should send her a photo of me and you in bed flipping the camera.
I know. I said, it doesn't sound like me. I said, but I probably would have, I'd probably want to flip him off right now. I mean, yeah.
Weird.
So weird. So weird.
So weird.
I know.
I'm pretty sure if there we had any guy friends that we felt comfortable flipping them off and sending him a photo, none of them live in Santa Rosa, and none of them.
Yeah. No, I know. No, it's like it's like I my brain's just been like spinning out of control, like trying to figure out what the fuck
is his name Daniel Jahangir?
I know.
Or Sam Allen?
And we wouldn't even flip them off.
No.
I don't know. There was one time when we remember somebody I was telling you somebody dared us. Oh yeah, it was when we went to that party at Shelley and Scott's.
Yeah.
It was for the CrossFit party, and somebody wanted us to send a picture of us in their bed, but it wasn't you. It was like five of us. And there was like one picture that somebody posted, like where we were all flipping off the camera.
Oh, it was weren't you sending it to?
But I think that someone had posted it, but I was like, no, it was just me and one blonde girl. I don't know. So weird. And it's my drug dealer. So, you know.
You hide that side of you really well.
I know. I'm a functioning druggie.
I never knew it.
So ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, tell them what you went to LA for.
Oh, so I flew to LA for the day. It was during the Fitness Expo. I was inducted into the Dumbbell Hall of Fame.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I got, so a lot of you are probably like, what's that? That's not what I thought.
I'm a dumbbell.
The year before I was there and I got to watch Dana get inducted. And I remember like even talk to her, she was like, oh, I don't know what this is, you know? And
right.
There wasn't like a ton of people there when they inducted a few people, but there were a lot of people when I was down there. Like in the audience, like watching and listening or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. And I had to talk.
Oh God.
But yeah, it's an organization and there's a lot of, I mean, I was the first CrossFitter to do it.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was really cool. And primarily when they emailed me, my response was, I said, thank you, but, why me? And their response back was basically, you know, they look into all avenues of fitness, not just like bodybuilding. That's kind of where it started.
Uh-huh.
But they're just wanting to recognize people that they see as being big, having a lot of influence and really moving the needle when it comes to like the health and fitness industry and mm-hmm. things like that. So it was very cool. They gave me like a big picture of me with like this stuff written at the bottom and a weight belt with my name on it. And they gave me these two like gold plated dumbbells.
Oh, that's cool.
And, like in this little box.
Yeah.
So they're at my
parents' house.
You can
just add it to all your other stuff.
Yeah. I was like, here, dad.
It's like sitting next to your like ribbons from soccer or something.
If you weren't already proud of me.
No, that's very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. But yeah, I remember I was talking to Dana. I was like, oh my God, am I going to have to speak?
Yeah.
She's like,
say?
Honestly, just cry a lot. Should I just cry and
you
bow?
You did not cry.
Cry and just bow. And, they did, they're like, we're going to, so-and-so will hand you the mic. And I was like, what? Oh my God.
Thank you so much for inducting me.
I know none of you know who I am. Right. I'm at the Fitness Expo. I'm aware that I am not someone that you know, but I am being inducted. So clearly you should know who I am. And goodbye.
And now you do. And now you do.
No, I just thanked them for the opportunity and mentioned that I said, I am a CrossFitter. And I was able to watch one of my really good friends get this last year, and I never would have ever thought that I would have received a phone call to be a part of this. So
no,
I was
very cool.
Very grateful, and it was very cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Cool. And I almost didn't make it.
Why?
I went to the airport and a morning flight Saturday.
Because you just went for the day, right?
Yeah. Because I wasn't going. Well, one, it's like I didn't really want to make the trip.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, you know, it's a long
more travel.
One day.
Right.
So leaving in the morning, coming back that night. And I didn't have like other things I needed to be in LA for. And I was needing to be in Utah for work. So I was doing the same day. But I went to the airport bright and early and the flight was delayed because they had shut down the runway at LAX.
Oh.
Because of fog. They couldn't see.
Okay.
And they go, it's going to be delayed to this time. I needed to, so I had to be there by 12:30 and trying to take into account, like, you know, taxiing, getting to the, like getting off, then you, to get an Uber at LAX, there's a whole new place you have to walk to. It's like pretty far away to go and get in line to get one. So then you have to, you know, try to account for like, well, how much time is that going to take? Then you have the traffic, like how long will it take me to get from here to there? So I'm like, I call Devin. I'm like, my flight's delayed. And it was supposed to be at 8 something.
Uh-huh.
And then it was delayed to like 10 a.m.
Oh.
And then they delayed it again till they're like, at 10 o'clock, we'll be able to give you, they'll contact us back and let us know like what the situation is at the airport. So I'm letting Devin know. I was like, what am I supposed to do? You know, plus if they shut down the runway, how many planes are being delayed coming into LAX?
Right.
Just to be able to, you know, if you land. And I talked to the pilot, came out, and I was like, I'm doing a same day travel. I'm just trying to get an idea of like, if I can't make it there by 12:30, then there's no point going, turning around and coming right back.
Right.
So, and he's like, well, he's like, honestly, they could call us right now and say, you're clear to fly. Or he's like, but when we do get there, there could be problems getting to a gate because there's just so many flights coming
right.
in. So I was like, okay, well, I'll stay here till 10 o'clock and wherever, you know, whatever it looks like at that point, I'll either stay or go. And then they came out and delayed it even later. So we weren't even going to leave till like 11:50. So at that point, I'm not going to make it on time. And then like right after they go, we're clear for flight.
Oh,
and okay. I'm like walking on the plane. I'm like, well, I mean, I almost got out of going. Meanwhile, everyone that's like trying to go, there were a lot of girls that were going for a gymnastics meet.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, everyone's like really pumped. And I was like,
I guess I'll go then.
I guess I'm doing it. No, but it was a good day. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Be at the Fit Expo. I was at the Built booth and, you know, take pictures. And then I kind of felt bad when I was taking pictures because I was just hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, you know, when you have like athletes or people come in, they have like designated time. They're going to be at that booth.
Right.
And then people kind of come up and take photos. And I was just on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But people kept coming and wanting me to take a photo.
Oh, you're stealing other people's fans.
Hijacking fans. And then, but then Dana got there and a bunch of people wanted a photo of me and Dana.
Oh yeah. The dream team.
Oh yeah. So we were doing that and then I went and got the award.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And then came home or went home.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
My parents were gone because they were in Costa Rica.
I know, living that good life.
Dude, living it.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, retirement looks good on you, Dad.
How's he doing with that?
He's doing good.
Good.
Yeah. My dad's retired, so all that good
driving
stuff.
Your mom crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Right after he retired, I was talking to him. I call him and I was like, hey Dad. And he was like, well, you know, I got to get out of the house earlier in the morning, according to mom.
He's not allowed to be there.
Nope. I was here too long.
She has a routine. Yeah.
I was here too long. And she basically was like, you got to leave earlier.
I love her.
Really messing up my morning.
She's so funny. So how's your training coming?
Training?
That's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God.
How are you feeling about it?
This time's going by so fast. I'm sore as a mother.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I bet.
Every day. So much. It's a very a lot of pain. Yeah, I'm training and it feels good, and I'm doing what I can.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what the programming will be, as does no one else, I suspect. And my plan is, I mean, I'll be as ready as I am. Can't control that. So go compete. I'm competing for fun. And if there's things that come up that I really don't feel comfortable doing because of the state, this is mostly like the state of my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
Then I just won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
And it's because like my shoulders, like I'm healthy and I feel good, but there's still certain skills that feel very unstable.
Like what?
Anything inverted.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and my grip strength is, I mean, I had spinal cord damage from my neck. So grip strength.
Right.
You know, and stuff like that. I think I'll deal with problems forever.
Yeah.
And nerve regeneration takes a really long time. They can't even tell you how long it will take. Everyone's different too.
Right.
But like it's so funny because I think about it a lot when I'm just doing like dumb shit in the house.
Right.
Like I can't, like I like drop stuff all the time. I'm serious.
Really?
Like I'll like pick something up and I'll just drop it and I'll go pick it up again and I like drop it. I'm like, motherfucker.
It's like there was a movie one time where the guy had like, I don't know, it was like a hand transplant and it was like of a serial killer. And he was just like, couldn't control it. And he was just killing people.
It's not me.
It's not me. It's just my arm.
It's this hand.
Yeah. Or something. It was something like that. It's something weird like that. I just imagine that, like your arm just doing things without your body.
Well, this,
knowing it.
I can't really blame this on that, but I also can't say that it's not because of like, I just have poor, I don't know, control with my hands. Mm-hmm. I was driving my mom's car. Just barely. I haven't even told her. I cleaned it up. I was driving and it was night and I was running to my cousin's house to grab something from my my cousin. And then I was going to go over to the boy's house. I was dropping off a bunch of beef.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents. My parents raise beef, cattle.
I know. It's just funny. I don't have control of my hands and I was off to deliver beef. Like what? Seems normal.
I just, okay. And it was dark. Okay. It was
like
nighttime.
Beef cut up or like,
yeah,
a cow?
Yeah, like frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
my
it's been
mom,
butchered and you're,
yes.
you're the meat delivery girl.
Yeah.
Because
my mom, my parents raised their own cattle and my dad is retiring to ranch. Like that's what he wants to do.
Okay.
And, but they've been doing this for a long time. And what they'll do is they'll like, you know, when it's time to butcher, they'll do like two cows. And my mom like gives, she'll like put, so give so much to all my siblings.
Uh-huh.
And like she sent a bunch to me. And to put in your freezer.
Which, by the way, she's not doing the vegetarian diet anymore. People were asking.
Oh yeah. So I'm.
No.
I'll touch
yeah,
on that after this.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm driving. I have a freshly cracked diet root beer.
Nice.
In the cup holder.
Oh.
And I'm driving, and I'm like, oh, man, I could use a sip of that. So I open it. And I pick it up. I literally just like grab it and yeah. I pick it up, and it falls out of my hand. I'm not kidding. It falls out of my hand and I'm thinking like, you know, I probably just didn't like grab it hard enough.
Yeah.
Falls out of my hand, lands right back in the cup holder. And I'm like, oh man,
like,
that was close.
Yeah.
And I go to grab it again and it's the bottom of the can.
No.
It flipped all the way upside down. And I was like, oh, and I grab it, flip back over. And I was like, and it's dark and I'm driving and I'm like, oh fuck. So I put my hand in the, cause there's two cup holders right next to each other
right.
where they kind of connect in the middle. Right. I put my hand in the other one. It's like an inch deep of diet root beer
no.
on both sides. And I was just like, oh shit.
You just put your mouth up to it and you're like.
Just get my retractable straw.
Yeah.
So I get to my cousin's house. I was like, hey, Brandon, I need a towel. Cleaned it up. Luckily, it all was just in the cup holder.
And
as I'm continuing to drive.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, man, I hope that is built to
hold
liquid
it.
If like something spills and not like when I get to Brandon's house, it's going to be gone. Cause it's just like disappearing
right.
into the
right.
car somewhere.
Right.
But yeah. Hey mom, if you're listening, I cleaned it up.
She's like, no, I'm in Cabo or wherever she is.
She's like, actually I jumped a flight to,
yeah, I got a drink in my hand.
But yeah, about the vegetarian thing, I did do meat-free for 2 weeks, and it was also around the time when I had been sick, so it was like, I really wanted to gauge it off of, like, you know, think about, like, my training. But when I was getting back to training after taking, like, you know, a week off almost, everything was hard anyways. So
it was, might as well do it then.
Hard to, like, you know, really try and think about, like, is this, how am I feeling? Am I feeling like that because of this? Is this different than before or whatever? But what I did notice is I had lost a little bit of weight, which is also just like,
changing your calories.
Yeah. Well, and weight you can lose where you can easily gain it, where it's like just having, you know, your muscles be fuller. You know, it's like if you're dehydrated, you're going to lose weight. But if you, like, if you drink more water, it's not like, that's almost like weight that you're gaining or losing that you're going to gain and lose no matter what, you know, just from like, did you just eat? Like, are your muscles really flat and depleted because you haven't been having any carbohydrates or drinking water or whatever? But I had lost a couple pounds, and I also noticed, like, I'm like flat. Like, my muscles were flatter. It wasn't like
flat.
It wasn't like I was like looking leaner or anything like that.
Right.
And I knew, I was like, I'm not getting enough protein.
Yeah.
And
that was my worry.
You know, and I was kind of like, you can get enough protein on a diet like that. A lot of people do it.
Sure.
And for me, I'm also just, when I was nervous about cutting out protein, like meat, because I didn't want to be overdoing like my carb intake by trying to get my protein from, you know, lentils and chickpeas and, you know, things like that.
Right. Which are more carb dense.
Also, I don't digest high fibrous foods a lot. So then you have, well, you can get a lot from like vegetables. Well, I can't overdo certain vegetables because then it messes up my stomach anyways.
Right.
So what I did is I started, and even in that time I was trying to just drink like my resilience protein too, just to like get more protein. But I was like, okay, I need more protein. Obviously I was dropping weight because I was eating, but my calories were lower without really even thinking about it.
Right.
So I've gone to eating more fish, which I never really did before.
Right.
So I'm trying to eat more fish throughout the week. Whether that's, I really love to get pokey, so I like to go and do that. And then I didn't want to cut. I decided for me, cutting back red meat to, you know, getting it like maybe a couple times a week. And then like chicken and things like that a few times a week as well.
Right.
So I am, you know, when I was home with my mom, really quick. One thing I did notice that has nothing to do with my training, when I was eating less meat, but I was, you know, drinking protein, I didn't cut eggs out. So like maybe eating eggs more than just for breakfast,
right?
Stuff like that. I went in to get a facial, and the woman who I've been seeing for a long time was like, oh, you must be exfoliating a lot more than you were.
Your skin was better.
And I was like, no. And she said, well, you know, you must, because like your skin looks really great. And I'm like, and I had noticed that it was looking really great. And I'm like, no, I'm like, and I told her, I was like, honestly, the only thing I've done different is I've been cutting back on the amount of meat that I'm eating.
Right.
And that was like a surprise to her. But then, you know, when I'm, depending on where I'm at, especially home with my family.
I was going to say cattle ranchers.
Yeah. Well, like I had like my trifecta meals. I have Trifecta send me some of their vegetarian meals. And I'll eat those. That helps a ton with being able to find, like, those meals are put together to give you, you know, protein,
fats, carbs. Right.
And I can also eat that with added protein if I need, or drink a shake or whatever. So when I've gone home, I'll usually take some there. But if I don't have them and I'm like, well, I need to eat protein, I'll just like either drink a shake, or I just have like found myself eating more animal product than I was when I was home.
Right.
And I noticed a difference even just in my skin.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Well, so, and I don't think it was a good timing for, especially with your competition coming up, like really knowing like how your body's going to react and all of that. So, you know, and I'm not going completely plant-based, obviously. So, you know, I mean, who knows,
but maybe I found after a great fit for me is just I've found a great fit for me, and I've noticed a better, even better on like my stomach, mm-hmm. like not like the size of it, but my digestive system.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Is to cut back on the amount right. of protein, like animal meat
protein
that I'm eating, mm-hmm. and help supplementing in some more fish. And if I find that I've like had, you know, more meat like day, like 1 or 2 days, then mm-hmm. I'll do a day where I don't.
Right.
And just kind of do it that way. And the more I've talked about that, even like with my parents, mm-hmm. my dad feels like he's leaning towards doing that for himself as well.
Just cutting back the...
Yeah. Not cutting it out completely, right. but not needing it in like copious like amounts
right.
every
right.
single day.
Right. Yeah.
And that's worked for me. And it's nice to have clearer skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah. Less zits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make an appointment for, we've been on here really long. An appointment for, I have hooded eyes.
What?
I have hooded eyelids.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but mine mm-hmm. are like, I recently saw some photos of me where I'm looking at these photos of me, and you guys haven't seen them yet because they're going to be coming out. And if you do see it, feel free to laugh, but don't comment about it. I have one eye. They're both hooded, but one is more than the other.
Oh, it's your right one.
Yeah.
I can see it.
And I think it's because I naturally lift my left eyebrow
you do.
All the time.
You do.
Yeah.
You're doing
and
it right now.
When I go and like if I've done Botox, like that side is a lot stronger than my right side.
Okay.
And it's like overactive.
Yeah.
And this photo, my eyes look two different sizes. I texted Devin. I was like, cool. So, hey, just please don't use any of the photos where I really look like I've like
one eye, one
like
big
one
eye, one
really
eye.
Like one really lazy eye,
one wonky eye.
Yeah. So now I've been like Googling different, you know, facials or things they can do for like helping lift that
mm-hmm.
on one side.
I think you just have to like eventually get surgery when you get older.
It's like
are you
pretty...
holding it up. She's holding it up right now.
I'm holding up one eye.
Except now your eyebrow is like really,
I know,
really pronounced.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey guys, yeah, I have hooded eyes. Living with hooded eyes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so if I ever decide to do something about it, don't hate me.
Yeah. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me. Just, you know,
just love me.
I just want my eyes to look the same from left to right and right to left.
I never noticed it until you pointed it out.
Dude, these photos though, I'm going to show you and you're going to be like, whoa, it looks like they took two different like halves of yeah. faces and put them together. And I was like, oh my God, can you do it zoomed out? Like use the photo, but zoom out.
Right.
Or like put an eye patch over yeah. my eye. Superimpose an eye patch.
It's funny.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to our little update. And
yeah, hopefully that answers some questions. We've gotten a lot. So eventually we will get to all of them. I know we say that all the time, but
we will.
Eventually we will.
We're going to write some down. We're going to record again this week before I go out of town this yeah. weekend.
Where are you going this time?
Montana.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and you can't come because you're not in your house.
I know. You should take, you know what? You should take the podcast stuff.
And
Dana, just the two of you do one.
She can
be my fill-in.
If I can fit it in my,
yeah.
I'm trying. So I'm going on a snowboarding trip with Dana. I'm going out to Montana to stay with her this weekend. And I need to be able to pack everything. Hopefully can put a lot of stuff in my snowboarding bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just be working out. I don't need to take a lot of regular clothes. So I probably would have room to put the,
you should. The I'm totally fine with taking a step down for that. I think people would really like to listen to it.
They would. You guys do keep asking to put Dana on yeah. the podcast, which we want to do.
We just got another one.
Yeah.
Yesterday or something.
Well, we need to do one
with Dana.
With her, with you and
I. We'll do one all of us, but yeah. I'm just saying, I'm okay if Dana, if you know, you want to do a between the reps with Brooke and Dana.
Yeah, I am also looking at buying a VW camper bus.
Oh, that's right. You talked about it.
Yeah, and me and Gina are going to take the podcast on the road.
Oh, that's right. I know, eventually. It'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.